Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Rumpus time is indeed over. Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am your host, Luke Mathers. My buddy Brian is unfortunately under the weather, as we had mentioned on yesterday's show. He's out with COVID. He is double vaxxed, though, and so we're hoping for a speedy recovery. Brian, I hope to see you soon, hopefully early next week. He'll be back here in the studio with me. I got a big show coming up today. I got Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area joining me this first half of the Dueling Tangents, as well as Sean Fettenplace from Main Street Alliance, representing the Midwest region now for the Main Street Alliance, going to be joining me at the second half of the show. And I'm going to dive into a couple of headlines real quick. Just want to give a few updates before Dan and I get started talking about some of the other headlines going on here in the state of the Wisconsin. It is the one-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. 1 year ago, we had a mob attack the U.S. Capitol, and we are still dealing with the ramifications of how that affected our democracy and how our governance is happening, not only at the federal level, but also here in the state of Wisconsin. But before we dive into that conversation, I do want to give a couple of brief updates. The Madison Metropolitan School District will be returning to in-person classroom instruction beginning on Monday, January 10th, the superintendent, Carlton Jenkins, announced this morning that decision was made. There will be a return to the classrooms on January 10th here in the Madison School District. Also, the Alliant Energy Center, Public Health Madison and Dane County announced today they will be reopening the testing center at the Alliant Energy Center. It will be appointment basis beginning on Monday, January 10th. They're hoping to ramp up to about 1,000 tests per day. You will have to make an appointment with Madison, with Public Health Madison and Dane County to be able to schedule that appointment. Go on their website. They are trying to get the testing for COVID-19 capacity back up at that site. It will not be drive-through. It will be indoors, but they are hoping that they can avoid long lines by having it schedule-based. So if you are in need of a COVID-19 test, you will be able to once again go to the Alliant Energy Center beginning on Monday, January 10th, through Public Health Madison and Dane County. And one other thing to note, Wisconsin, for the third consecutive day, has now set the single-day case record for new COVID-19 cases confirmed in the state of Wisconsin with more than 11,000. I believe it was 11,500 confirmed cases being reported by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services today. So that's the third record-setting day that we've had in a row. So if you need to get a test, please find a testing site near you. Go get a test. If you believe you've been in contact with somebody that has contracted COVID-19, please do that and get vaccinated. I got my booster shot yesterday. I'm feeling pretty good. My arm's a little sore, but I got a nice little Hulk Band-Aid that the great nursing professional put over the shot site yesterday. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling boosted. And I'm really excited to be joined now by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation area, going to be joining me here on Dueling Tangents. You're listening to this program on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus, and our brand new sister stations, WAUK 540 AM out of Jackson, Wisconsin, and the Shaw 101 FM out of Waukesha, Wisconsin. So Dan, really excited to have you join me in this conversation today. How are you doing?
Doing well, Luke. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you taking the time out of your afternoon. I know you've got a busy schedule that you're bobbling. I'm sure there was some disruption for your schedules as well. I believe Milwaukee Public Schools also went to virtual learning for a little while. I don't know if you were affected by that, but I'm sure the shifts between remote learning and not remote learning are probably affecting your life as well as a parent. Glad you're able to take some time on today's show to join me. So we're talking January 6th, the insurrection. And Dan, it was pretty baffling because 1 year ago, I remember it was kind of a whirlwind of emotion. There was on January 5th last year, 1 year from yesterday, 1 year ago from yesterday, the runoff elections took place in the state of Georgia. It was determined pretty late in that night, pretty early January 6th that morning, that Democrats were going to take control of the U.S. Senate. It was going to be a unified Democratic control of government. They had the House, they had the Senate, and President Joe Biden would be inaugurated on the 20th, as long as the certification went through. And so there was kind of some jubilation on the left side, and then all of a sudden, I personally was watching the events unfold on January 6th last year outside of the Capitol, live on the internet. I really couldn't put my phone down that day, and it was pretty wild to see what was happening on the steps of the Capitol. And now it seems like there's some rewriting of history almost going on, not only in D.C., but here in Wisconsin about the events of that day. And it's a continued fight that we're seeing, too. It's not just it wasn't a one-off event. This wasn't just a giant attack that happened and then nothing else has come of it. We're seeing the ramifications of the big lie that Donald Trump began telling throughout the 2020 election process that culminated to the events of January 6th, but now they're also leading to things here in Wisconsin where we have the Wisconsin legislature authorizing a probe going into trying to even have some of our representatives put forward a process to overturn the certification of election results here in Wisconsin. And so my thoughts, I know you told me that you got a piece coming out. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are and how you remember January 6th and the events that have unfolded in the last year.
Yeah, I think, you know, watching what happened that day was truly horrifying, and seeing what happened with that that attack, you know, at that it's such an important moment. You know, you can't say that we had a peaceful transfer of power. We did not have a peaceful transfer of power last year. And, you know, looking back on that, it did not, you know, the events of that day did not cause the fever to break, the fever that was emboldened by the lie of a stolen presidential election. And I think, you know, what we've seen since is, you know, kind of this this January 6th-ification of our politics, where that lie has been so so embedded within the Republican Party in the year since, that has driven all of these attacks on attempts to limit legal voting. The statistic that I'm trying to pull up here, across the country, there were 440 new bills that would restrict voter access introduced in 49 states. Obviously, in Wisconsin, we're kind of ground zero for a lot of those fights. So I think when we think back to that day a year ago, you know, the rioters rampaging the halls of the Capitol were horrifying images. But I think the most telling moment that set up what was to come for the next year were the fact that nearly 150 Republican members of Congress sided with those rioters and voted to overturn the election results.
Yeah, not only did they have that thought going into the certification process before the riot began that day, but still after the carnage, after there were individuals that died because of the attack on the Capitol, we still had Congress members of both the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate going in and attempting to overturn the will of the people from the 2020 election. And two Wisconsin congressmen as well, Representatives Tom Tiffany and Representative Scott Fitzgerald, both voted to not honor the election results as they were in the Electoral College last year, or excuse me, 2 years ago now, but the certification last year. And it's pretty troubling to see that you have these two congressmen that they accept the results of their election. They are seated as congressmen here in Wisconsin. And still today, representatives, both representatives, Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, were insinuating that that January 6th was nothing more than a peaceful protest of what they contend to be a stolen election. And it's wild to me that you have two representatives that voted that way, but then they don't actually contest the results of their elections and their ability to sit in that body and take that vote. So it's really interesting that we do have some of those members of Congress here in the state of Wisconsin, but we also have individuals affiliated with the Republican Party that signed up to be false electorates on behalf of Donald Trump as well. We had 10 electors here in the state of Wisconsin in the hopes that if Wisconsin's actual 10 electors that voted in favor of Joe Biden got thrown out in legal battles, that they could be the individuals to be the 10 electors to vote for Donald Trump if things went differently on that day 1 year ago. And it's interesting to me that of all these claims of voter fraud, of all these legal battles that there have been, where all of the courts have determined that the results were valid, it is the most scrutinized election in U.S. history, and still the results stand that President Joe Biden won the election, and that we have these 10 individuals here in the state of Wisconsin that signed on to be false electorates fraudulently, and there haven't been any ramifications for those individuals here in the state of Wisconsin, Dan.
Yeah, I think it just speaks to the larger lack of accountability that there's been in the year since. I mean, the people who led this, the people who marched it all the way to the door, have not yet been held accountable. And I think, you know, until we see some level of accountability, we're not really going to be able to move on from that day. So I think, you know, it's instances like those fraudulent electors. It's instances like the ongoing, seemingly constant drip of news with the Gableman-Voss investigation. It's everything that's happening with, you know, the Assembly Elections Committee on that Janelle Branchon is leading. She was somebody who said that they were going to overturn the election. She thought the election should be overturned and then was made the head of that committee. Yeah. So it's just a daily January 6th now that we're living with in Wisconsin.
Right. We are still living the ramifications of that day 1 year ago. Folks, I got Dan Schaefer joining me from the recombobulation area. You are listening to Dueling Tangents on Devil Radio and The Shaw. We're going to be right back. I got Dan joining me for one more segment. But we're talking January 6th and the ramifications. You can join the conversation 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.